In the early 20th century, avant-garde artists used sound to challenge and dismantle the foundations of visual art. But most recently, sound's poetic mix of space, time, and matter epitomizes what we now know of the physical world. Contemporary physics has been telling us for 100 years that we no longer live in a world of solid things. Our world today is one of process and flow, which is a key quality of sound. Sound's multidimensional qualities, in fact, embody both the physics and the metaphysics of our age. An auditory experience in art presents a radical alternative to the conventions of wisdom, to the conventions of vision, excuse me. For example, it relies on a clear separation, which it does not rely on a clear separation between a viewer and an art object, as vision does, but rather art that implements sound relies on sound waves that reverberate inside the body itself. Visual art composed with sound forces attention to the act of listening. It opens up new fields of experience. As the artist Randall Lavelle pointed out, sound is a significant extension of three-dimensional or four-dimensional thinking. It has emerged as a breakthrough in the field of plastic arts. So, we have now invited three exceptional American artists working nationally and internationally to discuss how they're implementing this hybrid art form. The first is Sean Decker, in the center here. Sean is a professor at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago in sound, art and technology studies, and in design for emerging technologies. He's a composer and a creator of digital sound sculpture and installation art projects, most recently in Finland. His collaborations with artists are numerous. This evening, in fact, you can see a marvelous example when he performs a sound work at the world premiere of Life Speak by the well-known Mardina and Company Dance Company. It's going to be at the Ruth Page Center in Chicago here at 8, right? Okay. Our second speaker is Andrea Pauli. Andrea is Associate Professor of Fine Arts and Engineering and the Endowed Chair for Digital Media at the University of New Mexico. Professor Pauli works internationally in collaboration with atmospheric scientists to develop systems for understanding storms and climate through sound, a process she calls sonification. And third, Christopher Janney. Christopher is a composer, an architect, and an artist. He's president and artistic director of Phenomen Arts Incorporated, with studios in Boston and London. He has been visiting professor at the Cooper Union School of Architecture at MIT and at Pratt School of Architecture. He lectures widely on his concept of sound as a visual medium. Okay, let's start, John.